got so many stories. They just eat up. The Yampa, the last time it got really big was in 2011. And it was a high water event. And it was so big that even the guy back in the office, the guy that runs everything, said, I got to go run this thing. Because, you know, it just doesn't get that high that often. So we ran down and ran the Yampa. We ran a four-day trip, got to Warm Springs Rapid and got down to see it. And I happened to align with my friend Don Hatch's son. John was down there, and he's a natural. He looked at that river and looked at that rapid and pointed the path. And he and I looked at each other and just like, yep, we know what we're doing. This is it. Let's go do it. And you know, other people had trouble that day and got into the hole, but five strokes through, pulled twice, went around that hole and shot through it. It was like a class 2, class 3 rapid. I don't even think I got wet. It was just amazing to go through this sphere of water and just nothing much happened. The hype can be overstood it sometimes, but when I get back off of it, it's neat to hear where people are on different stretches, but I just love conquering it. I love getting it right. And there's something about just chasing a piece of water and seeing what you can do to do it without too much effort. Put your boat where it needs to be and just do it right. It's fun. Boy, there's just so many classic tales down on the Yampa. It's because it's such a natural piece of water. When it's big, and it just gets everybody wound up pretty tight. I've had people get to that scout at Warm Springs Rapid and just scout it for 45 minutes an hour. It's like, let's go run this thing. Let's quit looking at it. Let's make it part of history. Let's get done. It's fun to run into old timers that have the same philosophy. I hate scouting rapids. I like running rapids.